This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. 8 Ashland residents have been displaced following a major fire at their Prentice Avenue home on Wednesday morning. According to the Ashland Fire Department, the initial investigation found that the fire started in the attic of the home, and 5 people had to be evacuated to a neighbor's house while crews got it under control. The house suffered significant damage, but nobody was reported injured. The cause of the fire is under investigation, and Ashland fire officials plan to share information on how residents can help the family. A Chetek man was charged with attempting to flee an officer this week after allegedly leading police on a chase that hit speeds of 130 miles per hour. According to court documents, 27-year-old Aaron Burgess was charged on Monday after a Barron County Sheriff's deputy attempted a traffic stop on him as he allegedly sped off through New Auburn. Authorities say the chase lasted for nearly 8 miles before Burgess pulled off the roadway and drove into a cornfield. Burgess is facing up to 6 years in prison if convicted. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has announced over $375,000 in grant funding for rural Wisconsin projects. Of the grant funding, over $51,000 will be used to install a solar electric array at Black's Valley Ag Supply in Durand, and over $320,000 will be used for a revolving loan program in the Northeast region. The Pepin County Solar Array grant comes from the Rural Energy for America program and will save the business nearly $8,000 per year in energy costs. A former Sawyer County Sheriff's deputy has been sentenced on stalking charges. According to court documents, former deputy Ryan Schick entered guilty pleas to felony stalking and 2 counts of misdemeanor disorderly conduct. As part of the plea deal, Schick was placed on probation for 2 years and is required to surrender his law enforcement officer certification, not commit a crime, and avoid any contact with the victim. Other charges were dismissed as part of the plea deal, including felony strangulation and misdemeanor battery. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents that the deadline to apply for a 2025 black bear and turkey hunting license is rapidly approaching. The deadline to submit the application is Tuesday night, and the paperwork can be submitted online through Go Wild or in person with an authorized license agent. The drawing for the black bear harvest authorizations will be held in February, and the selected applicants can purchase their 2025 license in March. The drawing for turkey authorizations will be held in January. Wisconsin health officials are warning of a spike in respiratory illnesses during the holiday season. According to the Department of Health Services, record travel over the week of Thanksgiving has resulted in an increase in respiratory illnesses over the last week, as well as an increase in hospitalizations. Health officials also noted that Wisconsin residents are slightly behind average when it comes to flu vaccination rates, so they're reminding everyone to get vaccinated to protect themselves and others during the holiday season. The Hayward Sports Center is looking for a new way to cut down on its operating costs and carbon footprint. The organization is planning to add a roof-mounted solar array with 316 panels, which could reduce their monthly electrical bills by around 50%. Officials are currently conducting a fundraising drive for the project and have already received some tax credits and grant funding to cut down on the total cost to install the solar panels. The building welcomes thousands of people each year with 2 ice rinks and baseball facilities. The Shell Lake School District is considering its next steps after failing to pass an operational referendum in the November election. Like many districts across the state, the district proposed a multi-year referendum to exceed their revenue limits amid rising operating costs, declining enrollment, and the end of COVID-19 pandemic-era funding. At a recent school board meeting, officials considered the possibility of proposing another referendum in the spring to avoid future budget cuts. The November referendum failed by only 57 votes. As winter weather settles into the region, warming stations across Wisconsin are opening their doors. As the state sees an overall rise in the unhoused population, many vulnerable residents may have difficulty finding somewhere to keep warm through freezing temperatures. In many communities, community gathering spaces like recreation centers, libraries, and churches may be used as warming stations during the day. A full list of warming stations, including those available for overnight use, can be found through 211 Wisconsin. Wisconsin state Republicans have officially appealed the Dane County court ruling that struck down parts of the controversial Act 10 as unconstitutional. The legislation passed in 2011 limited the ability of some public service workers, like teachers, to collectively bargain. On Monday, Judge Jacob Frost found the law violated the Equal Protection Clause of the state constitution, as only some public employees lost those bargaining rights. State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said they will also seek a stay of the decision pending the result of the appeal. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks' winning streak comes to an end. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost at home to the Hawks 119-104. That snapped the Bucks' seven-game winning streak. The Hawks have now won five in a row. Doc Rivers said after playing the Pistons in Detroit the night before, the Bucks looked tired.
I thought we were dead-legged most of the game. You know, we didn't think well, which is a direct sign of fatigue. Shoot very well. Our passes were really late. Like, I didn't think we passed the ball well at all tonight. We had guys open, and then we passed it. You know, it felt like that the entire night.
College volleyball. Six players from the Badgers women's team named to the Big Ten All-Conference team. And for the second year in a row, the Badgers' Sarah Franklin named Big Ten Player of the Year. NFL, the Green Bay Packers on Thursday Night Football. Lucas Van Ness before boarding the team flight on what to expect from the Lions and the Packers.
We know it's going to be a physical brand of football. I think over there in Detroit and here in Green Bay, we're both two football teams that, you know, want to come out and play a physical brand of football and kind of just dominate you. And we saw that in the first game. And granted, that was some crazy elements that we were dealing with. So I think we're looking forward to getting a second opportunity and proving ourselves.
That's Packers defensive end Lucas Van Ness. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're looking for a new binge-watch gem, it's always good to check award nominations. In this case, the Independent Spirit Awards for the Best TV Show noms include, to no one's surprise, Shogun, which cleaned up at the Emmys earlier this year, The Twisted and at times hard-to-watch Baby Reindeer, Atlantic Pictures and BET's Diara from Detroit, and FX's The English Teacher. The National Board of Review has selected Wicked as the best film of the year. Wicked director John M. Chu was also named Best Director by the NBR, and the organization gave a special award to Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande for their creative collaboration. Daniel Craig received the Best Actor Award for his role in the film Queer, and Nicole Kidman took home the Best Actress Award for Baby Girl. The National Board of Review will hold their celebratory event January 7th in New York City. Do you have an actor you like to watch, even if he or she is in a TV show or movie that isn't great? That's how I feel about Coleman Domingo, who is the star of the show Madness. Domingo plays an outspoken TV personality who rents an Airbnb in the secluded Pennsylvania woods to work on a book, but stumbles upon a murder. He ends up fighting for his life while trying to clear his name after being framed for the crime. I can't give it rave reviews, but it's not a bad thriller, mostly because of the performance of Domingo. Season 1 of The Madness is available to stream on Netflix. Speaking of Domingo, his film Sing Sing is one of five nominees for Best Picture by the Independent Spirit Awards. Other nominees include the Demi Moore horror film The Substance, modern-day Cinderella critics' darling Enora, A24's I Saw the TV Glow, and Amazon MGM's Nickel Boys, which will be in theaters December 13th. Many more nominations for many more award shows will be announced right around the corner, folks. If it's huge blockbusters or holiday films you're looking for in theaters this weekend, you will have to see films that are already released. But if you're not ready to throw yourself into the world of holiday films just yet, or are in the mood for some offbeat, quirky flicks, this could be your weekend. Comedy sci-fi Y2K rolls out Friday and takes us back to 1999, when the world was in a panic over what would happen when the clock struck midnight on New Year's Eve. The film follows two high schoolers who crash a New Year's Eve party and end up fighting for their lives. If you're in the mood for a Lou Diamond Phillips movie, and who isn't, check out the horror film Werewolves, which also stars Frank Grillo, but has not yet been reviewed, so beware. If you're looking for a comedy horror, the film Night opens this week in wide release as well. The film stars Amy Adams playing a mom who takes time off work to stay home with her kids, but finds herself turning into a dog. I did not misspeak. Despite the offbeat storyline, the film is pulling a 63 on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Still a little breezy this morning, but the wind will die down this afternoon. Sunny and cold, but not windy. We'll get into the upper teens to low 20s today. Tonight, partly cloudy, around 8 degrees for a low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, mid to upper 20s. We'll be back in the 30s to 40s by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 11.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.